Action! And welcome back to another exciting episode of Written and Directed By with your favorite host, Harrison Berger. That's me! I guess it's a little... I don't know, should I assume that this is your favorite? I mean, I guess if you're here and listening, it's one of the ones you listen to, at least, right? I guess I can't assume that it's your favorite podcast out there, but, you know, I don't know. Every podcast is someone's favorite, if you know what I mean. I heard that once. Not that exact thing about podcasts, but when I was in film school, a teacher of mine, it was a class for TV. This professor, he taught writing and stuff, and like film production, like behind the scenes of film production and stuff like that. But he also taught a television class and like the history of television. And he always said that someone's show, he said that every show is someone's favorite show. And I always loved that because it's so true. Like, you'll love one show and someone will go, I never heard of that. And they'll say, I love this show. And you're like, that one sucks ass, you know? So it's true. Everyone has their own opinions. Everyone loves different things. So I always like that because it's true. Like, you know, every cereal is someone's favorite cereal. So, you know, I don't know. But yeah, that saying's always stuck with me. But yeah, guys, how you doing? How's it going? Happy Sunday. It's seven? No, it's not. It's 11:27 on Sunday. The reason I'm recording today at this time is because I was supposed to have a guest. We planned to have him come over the weekend, but I don't know what happened. I think it was just he had some stuff going on, and then it didn't work out. So I think we'll plan for sometime during the week, and I'm working on some other guests. I'm trying to get guests. I'm trying to get more people on, other than Justin. So, yeah, I'm working on it. But it was this has been a fun week. I'm kind of glad that I get to. It's just you and I today. Just a little quick session of you and I. What I do? So last episode, Justin was on, and we were talking about making a short horror film for Itty Bitty Movies. And if you haven't followed Itty Bitty Movies on Instagram, then what you doing? Go on there and follow it. Link is below. But after we wrapped the podcast, we filmed a little horror thing. I haven't started editing it. Shame on me. But we filmed it, and that's all that matters, I guess, right? I don't know. Yeah, it was fun though. It was cool. I don't know how to film horror. I did one thing in college. I wouldn't consider it horror. It was like a found footage, creepy thrillery type thing. I wouldn't consider it horror, but I was trying to go for like a scary alien thingy. You saw the mask. If you watched the podcast, you saw the mask. Justin held it up. One of them. We had two. So we used like the no-faced one, and I tried to do. I'm not really sure what I was trying to do, Yeah. I'll have to edit it and see what happens. And then, I mean, it's fun. I don't know what I'm doing with horror, because it's never been a genre that I find it intriguing, but I don't love it. I'm never terrified by a movie, especially when you're at home or when I'm watching at home. If I'm terrified by a movie, it's usually in a theater. But it's hard for me to get into that world of, especially being in film. I know to the all the tricks, so it's like it kind of pulls you out. That's kind of like the it's like the being a filmmaker is like a double-edged sword, because on one hand, I love movies. I love them so much. On the other hand, when I watch them, I'm like, ah, I know how they did that. And so it kind of takes you out of the moment. But usually when that happens is when the movie isn't very good. So I don't usually think about what goes behind a movie unless I get bored with it. And I wouldn't say it happens all the time, but it happens. It's not like it's like a rare thing, but it's more so with horror that I find it hard to believe. And I think that it's just because that it's hard to pull off. We're so used to certain tropes in horror, jump scares, silence, the harsh violins and sounds that I think we've built up a tolerance, so to speak, especially if you watch them a lot. It's hard to get that little quick thrill without being fully immersed. It's like completely different going to like a haunted house versus watching a movie about someone going into a haunted house. Because with a haunted house, like you're in it. There's no way out for you unless you go back or you finish. Whereas a movie, you can talk your way through. If you're at home, you can talk to the person you're watching with it. You can go on your phone. You can turn it off. You could turn a light on. So I feel like it's harder to get that thrill from a movie, from a horror movie. And I don't know if that's because of the execution when filming it. I think the last movie that horror movie that freaked me out was It. And that's just because Bill Skarsgård was phenomenal as It. And I think that movie as a whole was did a really good job of freaking you out just because of the tone, the way they portrayed Pennywise, and just how creepy he was. They didn't really show him a lot. And it kind of goes back to the thing with Jaws. The reason why Jaws was so successful was because you didn't really see the shark. And I think that is true with Pennywise. I think, and I actually watched a movie a couple of weeks ago, like a week or so ago, called The Ritual. And you didn't see the monster for like 80% of the 80 to 90% of the movie. And when you finally see the monster, you're like, eh. Because it's like the where it freaked me out the most was not knowing what was coming after these people. And when you finally see it, you're kind of left disappointed because the monster is just so bland. I don't know. No, it wasn't bland. It was just weird. The monster was interesting looking, but it was just like, what the heck is that thing? You're just trying to figure out what it is versus like, it's a monster trying to kill these people. You know what I mean? I don't know. So I'm playing around with horror. I've done this month. How many did we do? Two? Yeah, we've done two. I shot one on Tuesday as well. That one I was excited for to edit, but I don't think it's very going very well. I don't know if I got everything I needed, and Justin already got a haircut, so can't go back and reshoot his stuff. I can get Vin to reshoot his stuff if need be, but I think I had like a different, and these are all excuses that I'm about to say, and there's definitely stuff that I should have been able to work out, but I haven't. The problem is these are excuses, and I know they're excuses, and I don't like shooting my own stuff, because I tend to focus too much on what the camera's doing versus what the actor's doing, and it doesn't really allow me to direct my actors. Because I'm too focused on the camera and like making sure everything's in focus. Am I stepping in time with, like that? Those are all the things that like the cinematographer and the DP should be worrying about. Whereas I need to be worrying about what the talent in front of the lens is doing. And I wasn't able to do that. I was thinking about 50 million things. And, as directors do, we had a lot of fun. I will tell you that. We had so much fun. I had my friend Dalton there. And we came up with like a bit ending for it, and we're gonna have like an alternate ending. It's kind of messed up. It's pretty funny. I think it were it's really funny. It's messed up. You have to see it. Most of these horror things, we're gonna post them up on Halloween, so we're gonna have them done and posted up on the 30th. Right? Is that Halloween? Is it the 30th or is it the 31st? October 30th is Halloween, but yeah, so they'll be up there for you, everyone, to see on Halloween. And I'm like excited to see how they turn out, and I hope we get them all done. I hope I get them all done because so I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I was going to be Star Lord for Halloween. Got the jacket, got the helmet. Got a beard that I'm gonna kind of shave into his little sideburns and stuff. And I bought some like toy blasters that he uses. I bought some like cheapo plastic toy blasters that I like kind of redid. I follow this prop making channel on YouTube called Punished Props Academy. If you guys are interested in making props, I will link them in the description below because they are great, great prop makers. They make swords, guns, helmets, body armor, all sorts of stuff using foam, repurposing old toys, and all sorts of stuff. Even if you're not into making stuff, because I wasn't for a long time. This is the first. No, that's a lie. I've made plenty of props before. I used to make my own lightsabers and stuff. In high school for movies that I did, make my own costumes. But this is the first time I actually like tried to do a movie replica prop. So I bought two Star Lord blasters, carved them up with some tools that I bought to make it a little movie accurate, but like some like body filler for like to fill all the holes and things like that. And right now I'm in the process of painting them. It's taken me probably a full week to get them to where they are today. Today I start. I last night I put a coat of primer on it. Today I finished up, put a second coat. Which reminds me, I should after this I should check on it, make sure everything's done. And then tomorrow I gotta stop at Michael's on my way home from work and get some different paint. I forgot that I didn't bring my airbrush compressor with me. I left it in Arizona because when I moved here, I'm like, what am I gonna need this for? I haven't used it in a while. Definitely not gonna need it for the foreseeable future. And a couple days ago, I went looking for it, and I'm like, oh shit, I know exactly where it is. Because I saw it when I, the last time I went back, I saw one in the storage unit. And yeah, it's, so I'm definitely not gonna have enough time to go back and get it in time for Halloween. So I gotta go and get some spray paint. I was hoping that I would be able to just use my airbrush, but eh, whatever. I just need to get one color of spray paint. But I have all the colors I need for my airbrush, but I don't have it. I have the airbrush, the hose, the colors. I just don't have the compressor. I don't know why I have everything else but no compressor. Whatever. But I gotta get some blue spray paint. And I got all the other colors. And then this week I'll just focus on painting it. And like getting all the details right. I probably gotta do some more sanding work. Because when I put some body filler on it, it kind of... Listen guys, it's my first prop that like I'm basing off something. So it can't like... it can't really look janky. You know, because his Star-Lord's blasters aren't janky. But, you know, like, I'm not trying to, like, sell them or anything. I'm just using it for the costume. And maybe if I decide to dress up for, like, you know, cosplay for Comic-Cons or whatever, which I've never done. I've thought about it. I think I could do it with Star-Lord because it's pants, a jacket, and some blasters and various other accoutrement. And if I decide to wear the helmet, you know. So yeah, I mean, like, it's not exactly necessary that I get it 100% correct, but there are some things that I would like to fix. Like, there are some raised areas that I wound up creating when I put like the Bondo and the putty to fill the holes and the crevices and cracks and stuff that were there. So it's almost done. It'll definitely be done before Halloween. It's just like I've been focusing on that, so I literally haven't done any writing. There was like 2 or 3 days where I just was writing constantly, trying to do this new script. I've gotten like 11 or 12 pages worth, which is not constant writing, but like recently for me, that's been pretty constant, consistent. And when this month's over, I'm going to get right back to it because I love this story. And yeah, I'm really excited to see how it is. I'm looking down there because that's where my typewriter is and I can see it. but yeah, I'm actually really excited for this, the rest of this month, for Halloween, to finish these blasters and have some parties that me and Justin are going to. Gonna strut my stuff in my costume. LA Comic Con's next weekend. I think I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'll probably go. Yeah, maybe. Do I go as Star-Lord? Do I go about as myself? Yeah. I gotta figure out where it is. I just know it's next weekend. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, and then so once hopefully I finish these blasters in like the next couple of days. I work tomorrow night, so I got Tuesday. Oh yeah, and then I have a little bit of work on Tuesday, right after my actual job. I might be doing this documentary. Shooting a documentary interview type thing. So I'm meeting the subject on Tuesday. Hopefully it'll go awesome. But yeah, so I'll have like Tuesday and then Wednesday I work again. So I'll have Tuesday and, you know, late Monday and Wednesday. And I don't know. And I gotta edit these somehow. You know, there's so much. So much going on, so little time. But that's life, right? There's never enough time for like everything. So I'll get it done somehow. I know I will. Yeah, so I'm excited. this month's gonna be cool. I'm excited to see how these turn out. I had another idea for a horror film that we were supposed to shoot a couple weeks ago, but we just ran out of time. I was, you know, working with a brand new crew and everything, when trying to get used to everything, we didn't finish in time. Because I was planning on doing one short and then quickly doing the next one. But whatever. What else did I do this week? Oh, you know what I did? I saw A Star Is Born. And let me tell you, I'm in love with this movie. It fucked me up. So emotional. First of all, I am in love with Lady Gaga. And I'm not saying it as a joke, because most people always think I'm joking. But I'm not. I have like this super intense crush on Lady Gaga. I'm confessing my love for Lady Gaga. Okay. I want to marry her. I just, there's something about her. I like her a lot. And listening to her sing gives me goosebumps. And during this movie, A Star Is Born, there was so many songs, especially in the movie, that I've never heard. That just when she sang, I just had chills every time. And Bradley Cooper, holy shit. I didn't know he could sing. The whole time in the movie, I didn't, you know, it was one of those movies where you're like, oh yeah, that's Bradley Cooper. You know, it was one of those movies where the actor was so amazing at the role that you forgot that it's an actor and not like this guy that he's portraying. It was amazing. And like going back to last week when I was talking to Justin, I don't know how these director actors, direct and act in the same movie. He was in all of the scenes. Sorry, I thought I just saw a spider. I don't like spiders. Yeah, he was in 80% of the... No. 90% of the movie. And he was directing it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But man, it was phenomenal. And I cried at the end. And it was an emotional roller coaster. An emotional roller coaster, and I loved it. I can't wait for it to come on DVD, and I'm gonna fucking buy that shit. So good. And the soundtrack, c'est magnifique. My French isn't very good, so I apologize. Oh, so good. I love that movie. I hope it wins some award. I don't know what. I hope it wins something. It deserves something. I forget what... I had a movie that was my favorite movie of the year. And I forget what it is. But A Star Is Born has replaced that. It's my favorite movie of the year. I have nothing but good things to say about it. There wasn't one bad thing I could think. The only bad thing was the people next to me were talking during the beginning of the movie. That was it. The movie was beautiful. It was beautifully shot. It was beautifully directed. The music was unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like the story of it all. Like the story, like, of the characters and their arcs and you know, their... I mean, fuck. I don't have words for it. It I when I and when I think about it, it just pulls a lot of emotions out of me. And like the story was so complex and so deep, and you know, ups and downs, side left and rights, and so emotional. And when I like think back on it, it like stirs me up and like makes me want to like shed a tear. Because like there's, I feel like I know the, it may sound odd, but I feel like these, the people in the movie were like, in my mind, they seem like real people that I have known. And I don't want to like give anything away for those who haven't seen the movie, but every time I like hear the song on, you know, on Instagram, if it flashes by, or if I'm listening it to on iTunes, it just like brings an emotion out of me that just makes me want to well up. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because of the movie, or if it's because of the movie and the song have brought a specific emotion out of me because of something from my past. I've been reading a book about past lives, and one of the things that the author, he's a rabbi, he was saying, because he's actually, this book is specifically talking about the Holocaust. If you would like to know the book, it is called Beyond the Ashes by Rabbi, sorry, I don't have my glasses on. By Rabbi Yonatan Gershom, Beyond the Ashes. I will link the book down below if you're interested. It's about, so the book is about past lives and people realizing their past lives, and the book focuses on people who were born during the baby boom, who have, and the souls that have come back in this lifetime, this current lifetime, have all been killed in the Holocaust. And so that's what the book is about, and that's what it focuses on. It focuses on past lives and stuff like that. So that has been my book of this month. I've been reading a book a month, and that has been this month's book. And it's been getting me to think a lot about past lives and like wondering what happened in my past life before this, because I do believe in reincarnation. I don't know if anyone else does, anyone else that is listening, but I believe in it. And it's okay if people don't, but you know, we all have our different beliefs, we all believe different things, and that's totally okay, because we're all different people, we all have free choice to think whatever we want. But this happens to be one of my thoughts, and yeah, so I don't know if it's triggering, if the movie and the music are triggering certain emotions from a past life, from this life that I've regressed, or I'm sorry, repressed. Emotions from a previous relationship, you know, I don't know. But this movie just, it was amazing. That's all I can say. Go see A Star Is Born, please. I beg you. And let me know what you thought, and we can discuss it in detail. Oh, so good. And then on Friday night. Everyone that has been listening for a while knows I work for like a company that puts on events for like movies and TV shows. Right now they've been working a lot with Amazon, and so I was doing like private screenings for Amazon. It was pretty cool because I felt like they gave me a lot of responsibility. I don't know if this was like because I've done a lot of work for them in the last like handful of months. I think I've worked for them for like at least 4 months. I mean, it's probably longer than that. Probably, was it like Yeah, like at least 5 months I've worked for them. And so I don't know if like, because every time they ask if I'm available, I always say yes. So I don't know if it's, if like this last week they've just decided to give me more responsibility, but I was in charge of hosting screenings. You know, they would tell me where to go, bring these certain materials. I was the only one there. Check people in, sit through the screening, record notes on audience reactions, and that was it. It was a lot of fun. I actually got to watch a couple episodes of different shows that they were screening, and it was actually a really cool experience because it allowed me as a filmmaker to sit and record. Like, not only was I watching these shows, but I was also noting like which things made the audience react, which moments, and then I would compare it to how, like, I'd have to take notes on it, so I would note when the audience reacted or with certain things, and then I would compare it to myself, like how I would react, like, or what I reacted to. And so it was really kind of a cool learning experiment to see like what people react to, what different people react to, because not everyone reacted the same to everything that I saw reactions to. So it was really interesting, and it was just a really cool learning moment for me too as a director, like to see what invoked emotion from people. So yeah, it was a cool job, cool experience. I hope I get to do them again. They asked me to do some more, but this week I was already had some things planned, so I'm not available. But hopefully in the future, I'll do more of those because they're pretty cool. And it's actually really fun and cool to see like when the people, because they're only these screenings were only open to guild members. And so it was really cool to, when they left, they were just like so grateful to be like, oh, thank you so much. It was amazing. Like, I loved it. It was, you know, they would sit there and talk to me about the show. And it was just a really cool, fun experience. I'm glad I got to be a part of it. So I did that a couple times this week, yesterday, Friday, and on Wednesday or something, I forget. But yeah, it was cool. And then Friday, my friend Steven, who I'm trying to get on this podcast, he's in a band. So I went and saw his band perform. Oh, they kick ass. They're called Baird Squared, or Bear Squared. They're like, I always describe them as like Radiohead and like the White Stripes, but like a little bit more experimental. So look them up on Spotify. They're on Spotify now, which is really awesome. Congratulations. When he comes on, we'll talk more about there. I'll talk to him more about his music. Hold on. My camera just died. There we go. Yeah, so when I have Steven on, we'll talk about his music. He's a director as well, and I'm helping him out on his next project. I'm really excited for it. So I also got to get working on that stuff too. So yeah, this month has been kind of hectic, and next month it should kind of flatten out, plateau a little bit, so I can get my bearings and get going on this next venture with him. And so when he comes on, we'll discuss more about that. I mean, me and Justin have touched on it last week and the week before. So yeah, because Justin's a part of this as well. But that's what we did on Friday. And the weekend I've just been chilling, hanging out. I've been organizing my room some more, working on my props. You can't see it, but over there I've hung a few things. I got a painting. My graduation cap is on my closet door. It says, and I have it up there to remind myself, because I put on my cap, I would like to thank the Academy, ... And it's got like a little slate on it and a golden or an Oscar on it. And I have it there as a daily reminder that that's my goal. That's my dream. And then over there, above my door, I have my grandfather's license plate to my first car that I owned, or that he gave me. And that to me just means a lot. And on my current car, I have the same license plate with a different number. So, like, the only thing that's different is the different number. Just to symbolize that he's got that one, and then mine is slightly different. But every time someone asks me, like, they'll be like, "What's your license plate mean?" And it's just nice because I always get to talk about my grandpa and tell people like what it stands for and what it means. So you know, his memory is always alive. And over there, on this wall that you can't see, I have the slate of the very last scene that I filmed on my Western, and it's still roll A12, scene 14, take 2. That was the last scene and take on the pullback to hammer. It was March 12th. It's crazy. sorry, I started reminiscing. And then behind me, you can see I have the Israeli flag. Yeah. I got that in Israel. And I always hang that up in every room I have. But I don't know, it's above the bed. And I have it there because I'm proud. Proud to be a Jew. I am. And I don't know. The Israel was an amazing place for me. I would love to live there. I want to go back. So it's a reminder to that. To me, is a reminder of there, being there, of wanting to go there, wanting to go back. You know. I don't know, but yeah. But that's what I've been doing. Got some other art that I haven't put up yet. I don't know what I'm waiting for. But got my guitar right here. I was playing earlier. And otherwise, I just been hanging out with Justin. And we've been watching Daredevil on Netflix. This season has been so fucking good. Man, it's been so good. Daredevil, if you're not watching it, you're missing out. The other shows are just, you know, Nick Cage and Iron Fist got canceled, so saw that coming. But, Daredevil, so good. Everything about it, the choreography, the acting, the directing, the story is so good. Like, Netflix has done an amazing job with it. And I think one of the reasons I think it's been so successful is because of how gritty it is. And also that Charlie Cox is an amazing actor. He plays Daredevil phenomenally. Like, the way he portrays being blind is mind-blowing. Sorry, I got some crackling and popping in my headphones, so I hope it's not coming through. Hope it's not, sorry about that. Hope it's not coming through on the recordings. But yeah, Daredevil's been so good. Oh, and then last night I watched My Dinner with Hervé, about Hervé Villechaize. He was the actor that played Tattoo in Fantasy Island, and he played Knick Knack in James Bond, The Man with the Golden Gun, I believe. He was the little person. What's the political correct? I don't know. Is it little person? Is it dwarf? See, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I was having a conversation with people, my coworkers, and we were trying to figure, you know, talking about political correctness. But I don't know. I don't want to be wrong. I know how they diagnose it as dwarfism. But I don't know if like that's the politically correct way to say them. So, wow. I don't know if that's like the politically correct way to call someone with like with dwarfism, that if you call them a dwarf or call them a little person, I definitely know you don't call them a midget. So, but I don't know, because people are so sensitive with different things, with different things that you call them. And that's okay. I want to be accurate. I don't want to like say the wrong thing because of ignorance. So I'm just gonna stop now before I dig myself a hole. So I apologize if anyone has taken offense. It did not mean any. But that movie was amazing, based on a true story, based on a reporter that an English reporter that came to America to do a piece on someone, and he did the piece on Hervé Villechaize as like a fluff piece, and it wound up becoming more than that. And the reporter directed the movie. It's on HBO. Really good, really intense, really dramatic. And freaking Peter Dinklage, he's just an amazing actor. I mean, come on. But he played Hervé really great. He had like, he was doing the whole French accent thing, and it was awesome. It was a great movie. I just love movies. What can I say? Yeah, so it's just been a relaxing weekend of movies and TV and cleaning up. My whole, you should have seen it. But my whole desk was covered in plastic dust because I was sanding and using these needle files to work on this prop. So my whole desk was covered in like plastic dust and like paint from the plastic toy, and there was cardboard boxes and things I was working on, and I had tools and stuff. And so I like finally vacuumed and cleaned up and got rid of all the garbage, and yeah, so now I'm outside like using my patio to paint, since I'm using spray paint and don't really want to do that in here. Yeah, it smelled like chemicals in here too, because I was using Bondo to fill the holes and creases, so it like had this chemical smell in here, and finally got rid of it. And I don't want to spray paint in here. That's stupid. I'm not gonna spray paint in my bathroom. I painted in my bathroom in one of my first apartments and in my parents' house, and it didn't really help the tub or the shower in any. So I'll just paint outside. Almost. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's really light. It's midnight now. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just wrap it up. I just wanted to do a quick one, do a quick little stop in by myself. I'm trying to, like I said, trying to, you know, I say it all the time. I say it ever since I've tried to get my first guest. I've been saying it, that I'm trying to book people, but you know, it's like trying to fit all these everyone's schedules together. It's not easy. So I'm trying. Don't worry, Justin won't be on again. No, I'm just kidding, but I'd rather not have him on again for a little bit, just because he's been on twice in the last 2 weeks, and I really didn't want repeat guests. I was trying hard not to have repeat guests, because I could call up Ray and do like a Skype call or whatever, but I'd rather have new people, new faces, new talks, discussions with people who I haven't talked to in a while, who I haven't had deep, in-depth conversations with it at all. So that's the idea. I would like to talk to musicians, other filmmakers, actors, people who are in different businesses. Right now, I'm focusing on like people in film, because That's what I am in. That's what I am trying to pursue. That's what, kind of what this podcast is about. Film, all sorts of stuff, you know. I mean, you guys know it's not just about film. It's about spiritual stuff. It's about filmmaking. It's about being a good person. It's just, yeah, that's what it is. That's what this is. That's what this podcast is. It's about how can we be good people, you know, and how do we use those conscious moments in life to pursue our dreams, those, you know, how do we propel ourselves? And I think that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to figure out, like, what gets people motivated, what gets people to keep going and pursuing. And I find it so fascinating that everyone is different. Everyone has a different reason to do something. Everyone feels differently towards everything that they do. And it's really cool. And I think, like, what I love about, and it clicked with me when I was interviewing Justin the first time. The second time he was just here for fun. But the first time I really seriously was talking to him about, and when he was saying, like, you know, what inspired him, I'm fascinated by that, like, what inspires people to do the thing that they love. And that's what I really would like to know about other people. So I think that's what, when I have guests, I'll focus on, and based on that stuff, you know, we'll see how the interviews go and tweak questions here or there. But, you know, I don't know. Like I say every time, like, this is these kind of flow, ebb and flow into whatever they decide to become, you know. But I don't know. And yeah. Sorry if this one was a little boring. But hey, sometimes when we hang out, it's just you and me, and sometimes it's you, me, and a friend, you know? But hey, we still have fun, right? Sorry if I'm a little low. I don't know why I'm keep going, like, breathing in like that. That's weird. Why do I keep doing that? Ugh, it's bugging the shit out of me. Sorry. I'm sure it's bugging you, too. I'm sorry if today was a little boring. I did not intend for it to be boring. I was trying to be high energy, but it alas, it is 12. It is 13 past 12, and my roommate is sleeping in the, down the hall, and I dare not be loud and energetic, because if I do, I reap the consequences of him awakening and becoming very angry, and I would not like that one little bit. I just feel bad if I woke him up. Also, I'm just I'm tired. I've been going all day, went grocery shopping, meal prepped, cleaned up my room, did some work, laundry, you know. Cleaned the bathroom, cleaned the kitchen. I was just doing it all. So I'm a little wiped. But I think I'll probably just wrap it up, wind down, you know, watch some TV, read a book or something. You know, just kind of chill out before the morning. Ah, shit, I gotta wake up early as hell tomorrow, because if I don't, I'll get a ticket. I got a ticket last week for parking my car on the wrong side of the street because of street cleaning. Freaking LA and their dumb street cleaning. $75 tickets. Fuck yourselves, okay? So stupid, but yep, gotta wake up early to move that car. Oh well. But I think we'll wrap it up here, guys. I didn't really have an agenda today, and I'm sure you can tell. I apologize if it was boring, but Hopefully this week I'll have a guest on, and I know I keep saying that, but hopefully this week it happens, because I will be really mad because he said this week we'll do it. So yeah, you know what? You'll know next week if there's a guest. You'll know, because there will be one or there won't be one. I can't tell you that now. So we'll just both have to wait and see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I really, truly appreciate it, especially when you listen to the ones where it's just me and I just babble on for an hour. And I appreciate you listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Go see Stars Born. Check out Bear Squared. Go subscribe to Itty Bitty Movies. You can find me on Instagram at Harrison Berger, Twitter at Harrison C. Berger. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast video on YouTube. And you can find this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you can listen to podcasts. Share it with your friends, your family, anyone you think could use listening to an episode, if you think it's fun and or the interviews are cool and you want to share them with someone else, share them. If you have thoughts and questions you want to ask, share them with me too. Message me on Facebook, Twitter, or I mean, sorry, Instagram or Twitter, or leave a comment on the video. And yeah, thank you again so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And I will see you next week. And I hope everyone has had a fantastic weekend. And I hope your week goes amazing. I hope everything that you want this week happens. I hope that all your goals that you have for this week are met, and that your week is met with much love, much success, much happiness. You deserve it. We all deserve it. We all deserve the things that we strive for and that we want. And I'm grateful for everyone that is listening. I love you. And I'll see you next week. Thanks, guys. Cut.